That's our van.
Just want to say hi, I'm a fellow believer.
You're what?
I'm a fellow believer.
You are?
Yes. Say hi.
I'm Jim, that's my wife Debbie.
I'm Jimmy, my wife Rebecca in there.
Oh.
Just wanted to say hi.
I want to give you one of our gospel cards. We travel the country, I'm a street preacher. We travel the country and we preach the gospel all over America. And we help people understand that America is awash in false religion, the Sunday church systems, mostly preaching a false gospel connected to the world's culture. And the gospel of Jesus, it's on our card. It calls people to repent, turn to Him and His shed blood and His resurrection. He's the only hope. And to come out of the world.
Amen.
And come out of the pagan eyes. I'm pointing at one right there, that Baptist church with their pagan steeple on top.
Oh, yeah.
Which is just an obelisk. To come out of all those systems and to seek the kingdom of God. Matthew 6:33, Jesus says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness and everything else will be added unto you. Most people seek what they want. Most people seek that.
You're preaching to the choir, brother.
Yeah?
You're preaching to the choir.
Really? So do you belong to a body or anything around here? Or?
I'm going to a non-denominational church down in Laurie right now. We're starting
down where?
A non-denominational
No, I mean, you said where is it?
In Laurie, Missouri.
Oh, Laurie. Okay.
Yeah, we work there. We were just out shopping. Yeah, I know all about the phallic symbols.
Even non-denominationals, though. So you guys don't keep Christmas and Easter at this non-denominational?
No, I haven't since I've
But that body, they don't keep it? Because most of the non-denominationals do.
No.
What's the name of it?
It's based on off a branch of a Pentecostal type Holy Spirit, I believe.
What's the name of it?
The Midwest Healing Center.
Midwest Healing Center.
Yeah.
Pentecostal? Well, let's talk about that. So I mentioned the Baptist because it's right there. The Pentecostals come along in the early 1900s.
Okay.
And they have a lot of false ways.
I know the truth of the Bible. I do know the truth. You know what I mean? Right. I know all the truth, but you can't find a spot where everybody's believing exactly the same. As long as they believe in Jesus, and that's the way to heaven, okay?
That's not all true, right? Though. That's not what the Scripture teaches.
But we can't be getting into all these... Okay, I know what you're trying to say. I understand that.
What did Jesus say we must worship in?
But we don't get there
Spirit
on
and
works.
Truth.
We don't get there on works either.
Oh, works are part of our saving faith. James tells
us
that.
That's a result of our beliefs.
Yeah, that's part of it. That proves you have a saving faith. Are you married?
Yes.
Do you love and take care of your wife and are faithful to her?
Yes.
That's fruit that you're married and you love her. If you don't, you're a liar.
Yes.
Okay, so if we say we love Jesus...
So you don't think you can sin?
Hold on. So if we say we love... I'll answer that. If we say we love Jesus, and He said in John 4:24, we must worship in spirit and truth, He said, why do you say you love me, you don't keep my commandments? He says in Mark 7 that the keeping of man-made traditions voids your worship of God.
Exactly.
He calls us to leave all false man-made ways. It doesn't matter if you're the only one left in the whole world. You don't compromise in sin and false ways. He says hold fast to your tradition.
Okay.
Now, when it comes to sin, I don't teach sinless perfection. I can choose or slip into sin like anyone else. Here's the big difference. I don't live in sin. I teach people.
What I mean.
But
yes.
The denominations
that
do.
Doesn't mean you can't sin.
No. Okay. If I choose it and I live in it, if I live in it, it's not forgiven. It's not willful sin is not forgiven.
I believe that too.
Hebrews 10:26. Yeah. So we must leave it. So but what's wrong with your argument, it's a fallacy, is you say, well, we can't find enough people that all agree, so we compromise on truth, which is sin. But if you unite to them, I do not.
Okay.
If you're united to them, that's sin.
They haven't said anything that I disagree with yet.
Oh.
I haven't gotten.
I'm going to look them up. I'll look them up. But if they're keeping a man-made form of religion, if they're keeping pagan holidays,
you have to watch how you're saying though, because you're becoming a Pharisee the other way.
What was the sin of the Pharisees?
The sin of the Pharisees.
Yeah.
Was they thought they.
What was their leaven?
But they didn't. They had no understanding.
What was their leaven, per Jesus?
What do you mean leaven per Jesus?
What was their sin?
Sin?
Yeah, what was the sin of the Pharisees? Because they were keeping God's law too much?
No, because they didn't know the spirit of the law.
No. Jesus tells us what their leaven was. He said they were full of hypocrisy.
Exactly.
They told people to do this
and
they didn't do it.
I'm
calling the religions of the world to obey Jesus, and that's what I strive to do. You'll find no hypocrisy in me. So don't call me a Pharisee. That's a fallacy. You said be careful, you're going to be a Pharisee.
I said,
that's what you
like
said.
That makes you seem like a Pharisee.
Okay, but I'm not a Pharisee.
Don't put words in my mouth. Because
but you
doing,
start pointing the Pharisee, you, that's a lie. That's
finger.
A lie.
You're okay. The problem.
You
right
just
now,
said, be careful,
you
will be like a Pharisee.
The way you're acting like you're you're so much better than everybody else.
Well,
in this world.
God's word is so much better, and I'm going to contend with it as you compromise and go the opposite direction.
Arrogant and you're a stumbling block.
Really?
Love.
You need to repent and go deeper. The Bible calls people to repent, not just love, sir. Repent of your false ways.
I don't have false ways.
Really?
Yeah. I can teach you a thing.
You just accused wrongly. I got it on audio.
You
just accused wrongly. It's right on audio.
Oh, so now you're taking me without my consent. That's
That's called safety, and it's perfectly legal in a public setting. I tell you what, there'll be a testing up of that body to help you, because we love you to go deeper. On our website. There'll be a testing of that body on our website to show you how much deeper you have to go, because we love you. Yeah, deeper in the truth of God. No, you don't have to believe. Even the demons believe and tremble. Now you're coming back. Are you going to argue more? You going to argue more?
No, I'm not arguing.
You came up to me. I didn't bother you. I didn't bother you. Well, look at you. You're getting all fleshly. This is about truth and light, lies and error. You're defending lies. I'm not being ignorant and arrogant. I'm defending God's word. You just stood there and told me that we can't all find people that all agree. So what? We're not all going to agree. And you said, be careful, don't be a Pharisee. What? Because I want to obey God's word? You know what you're talking about. We are to obey the law of God in the New Testament. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. You just said all you have to do is believe in Jesus. False gospel, sir. You don't have to just believe in Jesus. The demons believe and tremble. Jesus says, why do you say you love me and not keep my commandments? Hebrews 5:9 says, He made the way of eternal life for those who will obey him. Faith and works go right together. Marriage, love, and faithfulness go right together. You've been deceived by man-made religion because you're compromised. Does your wife know that women are not supposed to speak when men are reasoning in the Word? Does she know that? Listen to her. Does she know that? Your home is feminized, too.
What did you just call her?
Your home is feminized.
Don't you call her a whore.
I said your home is feminized. That's what I said. You came up to us to talk truth. Go away. Go away. Go away. Go on your way. Go on your way. You need to go on your way. We're not bothering you. I don't want to speak to you anymore. I don't want to speak to you anymore. The true sheep of God hear his word. Everybody else goes to false man-made religion. There'll be a testing up.
I believe what you're saying is right. You still understand what I'm saying.
There'll be a testing up of that body to help you. Look at don'tperish.com on the Unbiblical Teachers blog. Look at how fleshly you are. You were ready to punch me.
No, I was not.
What were you coming after me for?
I never punched anybody.
Why were you coming after me then, sir, in your flesh? I said your home is feminized. No, you don't listen, and you also don't read the Word of God very well. You don't listen, and you don't read.
I love you, brother.
I love you too. Repent. There'll be a testing up. Come out of your flesh. You will not find eternal life in your flesh. You must be in the Spirit.